Speaker Mike Johnson, Democrats' dirty counter-proposal included restoring funding of left-wing pet projects in foreign countries. By Hannah Knudsen on October 22, 2025. Democrats are making history but doing it for the wrong reasons. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said on the 22nd day of the Democrat shutdown, reminding Americans of some of the things Democrats demanded in their dirty counterproposal to open the government, including restoring funding of left-wing pet projects in foreign countries. This is now the second longest government shutdown of any kind ever in the history of our country. And it's just shameful, Johnson said at the beginning of the press conference. Democrats keep making history, but they're doing it for all the wrong reasons. Johnson reiterated, as he has done daily, that Republicans passed a clean, nonpartisan continuing resolution, CR, to keep the government open for the American people. Now look on the other side of that figurative split screen, as demonstrated here, the lights are out. It's all dark. Why? Because what the Democrats have accomplished in 9.5 months is a government shutdown. He said, noting that Democrats in Congress have now voted 12 times to keep the government shut down as they try to place the blame on Republicans. It was over a month ago now that we passed. The Republicans passed the clean, short-term continued resolution. It's nonpartisan, no gimmicks, no tricks, no partisan Republican policy priorities added to that. He said, reminding Americans this was only 24 pages long. In contrast, the Democrats offered a dirty CR full of partisan nonsense. Ours was a clean CR. We call theirs a dirty CR. And you all know why, because they added $1.5 trillion in new spending that would be a mandate, including hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars for health care for illegal aliens, Johnson said, walking through more of their demands. They want to restore funding for left-wing pet projects in foreign countries. And I've given you a list of some of the crazy things that they would include in that $500 million for liberal news outlets like NPR and PBS on the backs of taxpayers, Johnson said. He also reminded Americans that Democrats wanted to eliminate the $50 billion that Republicans got signed into law by President Trump on July 4 to prop up our rural hospitals. And here's the kicker, the Democrats can't even agree on what they want right now. If you polled congressional Democrats on what it would take to reopen the government, you would not get a uniform answer, he said, urging reporters to ask Democrats that question. Democrats put together this haphazard grab bag of crazy leftist policy proposals when they knew that it would not be agreed upon. And they knew that it was clear the Republicans were working to do the responsible thing and offer a clean CR to fund the government, he added. Watch.